From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A group of Olympic gymnasts who have come forward with stories of being sexually assaulted by team doctor Larry Nassar are supporting a California bill they say would help protect people from abusive doctors. Capital Public Radio's Sally Schilling reports.
The proposed measure would require patients to be informed if the doctor they are about to see has been put on probation by the medical board. Olympic gold medalist Jordan Weber says this could inform patients of predators like Nassar, who was abusing athletes for decades.
The one question I've been asked over and over is how could he have gotten away with it for so many years? There are two answers to this question. Larry Nassar got away with it because he was a doctor. And he got away with it because powerful institutions protected him.
Democratic Senator Jerry Hill has introduced similar legislation twice before.
I think really only California Medical Association in their protection of doctors and physicians is why this bill keeps dying.
CMA hasn't taken a formal position on this bill, but President Theodore Mazur said in a statement it doesn't provide doctors with due process, and the organization is working on better solutions for properly investigating and removing bad actors from the medical profession. But Tiffany Thomas Lopez, a former Michigan State softball player who was sexually assaulted by Nassar, says she can't see how CMA could oppose it.
I could have benefited from legislation like this. I would have been protected.
Dr. Larry Nassar was convicted of committing multiple sex crimes. After a hearing where more than 150 women spoke, he was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in prison. In Sacramento, I'm Sally Schilling.
You can find this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.